This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado has lined up trade partners in Canada as part of the state's plan to import cheaper prescription medications. It stems from a bill passed in 2019 to make drugs more affordable. The Polis administration says the plan will save people an average of 60% on prescriptions. The FDA has to approve the program before it gets underway. Renewable energy incentives in the climate bill signed by President Joe Biden are expected to drastically reduce overall U.S. emissions. But some analysts say the legislation will also boost oil and gas companies. They say that will offset at least some emissions reductions. The legislation mandates several oil and gas lease sales. It also locks renewables and fossil fuels together for 10 years, meaning if the Biden administration wants solar and wind, it must first offer new oil and gas leases. Economists project the measure could result in more planet-warming carbon dioxide from U.S.-produced oil and gas. Philanthropist Mackenzie Scott has made another donation to a Colorado nonprofit. CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce says the third richest woman in America donated $40 million to help give some children and teens tools to support their financial and academic success.
Junior Achievement USA in Colorado Springs says Scott's gift is the largest from a single donor in the organization's more than 100-year history. Scott is the former wife of Amazon founder Jeff Bezos, and Junior Achievement says it will use her donation to increase its operational capacity. The nonprofit says it serves more than 2.5 million students per year nationwide. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org.